In the next several videos, we're going to take a look at third-party applications that allow you to manage your Amazon S3 account from your computer's desktop. Now, this video is going to cover my favorite of these tools called Cloudberry S3 Explorer from Cloudberry Labs. Now, there are many of these types of third-party tools, but Cloudberry S3 Explorer is one of the few that regularly updates its application and has enough bells and whistles that I could dedicate an entire series of videos just to it. But for now, we're just going to cover the setup and connections between S3 Explorer and your S3 account. And along with that, we're going to go ahead and create another bucket from within S3 Explorer just to show you how that's done. So first off, we want to head on over to cloudberrylab.com. And since they have several different applications here related to AWS, you might want to spend some time here later on and check some of these other tools out. But for now, all we are interested in is Explorer. So go ahead and click on the Explorer freeware. And here's going to give you a comparison breakdown between the freeware and the pro, which frankly, I would suggest you eventually get. But all you really need is just the freeware. And for that matter, you could go ahead and download the pro trial just to kind of kick the tires of all the goodies that the pro has to offer. And I think it's good for 30 days, at which time it will just simply stop working or it will revert to the freeware version and these other features will just stop working. Unless you go ahead and put in the application key that you get whenever you make the purchase. Now, I also need to say that this is just for the Windows operating system. And for you Mac users, I'm going to get you covered in the next video whenever we talk about CyberDuck. But the installation is pretty straightforward. Just go ahead and download whichever one you want and install it. And once it's installed, let me go ahead and open mine up that's already been installed. It's going to look somewhat like this, only yours is going to be empty. Now, if you're somewhat familiar with different FTP applications like FileZilla, for example, then you're going to see some similarities here where you've got two different panes. One might represent your computer. The other one would represent the internet, or in this case, an S3 account. But right now, the way I have it set up, both of these are for my computer. So you can really do this however you like. You get this drop down arrow here that shows all the different S3 accounts that you have set up. Yes, you can have several S3 accounts. As you can see here, I've got several of them. None of which are the one that we created in a prior video, which is what we're going to do now. Well, so let's go ahead and come over to File, and then in the drop-down, click on Amazon S3. Then over here, go ahead and click on New Account, and then click on Add. Now give it whatever name you want, and if you only have one S3 account, then it doesn't really matter. But if you end up having several, then of course you want to name it something that you know the basic contents you're going to have within that particular S3 account. Now you're going to need the access key and the secret key. And if you recall from the prior video, whenever we created that IAM account, I'm going to go ahead and use those so that I don't have to use my AWS root access key or secret key, because that's just a security issue that I don't want to have to deal with. But if you want to throw caution to the wind, then all you have to do is go to your AWS account up here in the My Account tab. In the drop-down, go ahead and select Security Credentials, click on Access Keys, and since as of April 21st, 2014, they no longer provide you with access to the root secret key, they do provide you, obviously, with access to the access key for your AWS root account. If you want to go this way and, like I said, throw caution to the wind when it comes to security of your AWS account, then you have to click on Create New Access Key, at which point it will generate a new access key as well as a secret key for that account. And you definitely want to download those to your computer or at the very least copy them and save them somewhere safe. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and use the ones that were created in that IAM account that we did in the prior video. So let's go ahead and get on out of here. Come on back to my Cloudberry Lab account and I'm just going to copy and paste the access key and the secret key that I copied to my desktop from the prior video. And then click on Test Connection just to make sure you got everything proper, and we're good to go. And that's really it. That's how simple it is. And of course, there's a whole lot more to this, or can be a whole lot more to this. Like I said, with all those extra bells and whistles, this could be an entire video series in and of itself. But as far as connecting with your Cloudberry S3 Explorer, we're done. Go ahead and close this out. Hit the drop-down arrow here and go to Joe's Demo. And here's that bucket that we created in one of the prior videos. But to create a new bucket from within S3 Explorer, click on the blue cube, and this green cube is for an external bucket, which again is one of those extra bells and whistles I was talking about. But to create a new bucket, click on the blue cube, select the bucket location, that's the region, as you can see here, just like we had talked about before. I'm going to stick with US standard, And they do allow you to create a bucket here for the RRS, but if you want to create a bucket for Amazon Glacier, you'd have to do that elsewhere, but you can still do that from within S3 Explorer. But for now, we're sticking with the US standard and the standard storage. Now, as far as the naming, we're going to keep it simple, just like I had mentioned in the prior video when we talked about creating buckets. This has to be unique throughout the entire AWS system. So let's see if anybody else has this particular bucket name. Yeah, evidently they do. Go ahead and click on details to see what's up. Yep, it's not available. So if we want something similar to that, then we can just throw in a hyphen or a dot somewhere in there. And again, make sure it's all lowercase. And that one is a go. And to fill this bucket up, it's pretty darn simple. You can just navigate to the location of the file on your computer, which is what I've done here. Or you can even just drag and drop it in there. You'll get this pop up. Let's get this out of here. Saying, are you sure you want to copy that? Click on yes. Gives you a little progress down here as to what's going on, and it's there. Or, like I said, you can navigate to the location of the file you want to put into that bucket within S3 Explorer, right-click, and you can choose from copy it. That's what we just did here, which leaves the original in its original location while copying that file to the bucket, or you can select move, actually remove it from the original location and move it to the bucket location you want to move it to. But I'm just going to go ahead and copy it. Again, you get this option that pops up just to make sure you do want to copy it, and there we are. And before I close out this video, I do want to mention that you have the ability to work with multiple tabs. You open up this one here, I can go to a different location either on my computer or from one Amazon S3 account to another. So if I have files in here that I want to transfer to here, I can do that just as easily as doing it from my computer to this bucket. Oh, and by the way, as far as the cost, this is one thing that I did not cover in the pricing video. But if you're transferring objects from one S3 account to another S3 account, even if it's not your S3 account, it's a client of yours or whatever, there is no cost involved. It's totally free. So you're not having to pay for any data transfer or Git expenses. So that's something to think about as well. But that's going to bring us to the end of this video on connecting your S3 account to CloudBerry S3 Explorer. Thanks for watching, and you have a great day.